Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us. Welcome to In the Review Behind the Scenes, the weekend edition. And my name is Michelle Conwell Jordan, and I'm one of your hosts, and Jamie White, my co-host, is joining me tonight. And, guys, we're here to chat on the hottest topics in entertainment news and features. So glad you're joining us. Jamie, welcome to the show, and how is it going?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
It's going pretty good. It is, and we were chatting before the show because I don't know why all these years we always chat about weather, you know, we guess. I think I live in Texas. I think I just live through other people's, you know, good weather. But you were saying that it's actually heating up down over there in Florida, correct?
Yes,
We're not happy with the warmth here
right now.
But, you know, the one good thing is you do guys get rain. So I think that kind of balances. I mean, I can count pretty much the number of times we get it around here. But anyway,
yeah,
you guys are not here.
How bad the, you know, rain messes up with your air conditioner, though.
Yeah.
How bad the rain messes that up. And then you're sitting there like, I'm hot and my AC is barely working.
Oh,
no. Right now.
Like, I know. That sucks. But we were also chatting. You're saying that you've started something new. So what are you working on now?
Sort of, yeah. I'm working on, I've been writing on the that fifth book I was talking about before.
Oh, my gosh.
That I started.
You're
and
trucking
the
right along.
My head. For a possible sixth.
Oh,
so
my God.
I wrote out that scene.
You are knocking these out. You're having fun, aren't you? You're just having a blast with this. I think that's great. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I might be getting in trouble soon.
No
yeah,
doubt.
We'll see.
No.
Yeah, I tend to get in trouble with you a lot.
She does. This is the truth, guys. With her, you know, I love Jamie's writing. I love her stories, but she takes, you know, takes her characters through these, and it's always the characters I really, really like through these torturous ordeals. But you know what? It keeps us on the edge of our seat, and it's fun to see what is Jamie gonna do next.
I know what. Yeah, psychological or other torture am I going to inflict on this character now, right?
I know. But, you know, I think what is also really cool is you're having a really good time with this series, and I think that will bleed in. That comes through your writing, when the author really just really enjoys the characters themselves and the story themselves. It really comes through to the reader, and I think that's what's awesome, you know. Because many I know have series and they're their fans may want it or their publishers may, you know, be asking for another book, and it's hard for them to crank that out, you know?
Right.
But to do it because you love it, I think that's what's important.
Well, just because you're, like, moved to do it. Like I said, I mean, I sort of got forced and I sort of didn't because, like, the fourth book that I was writing, I kind of actually only started that because I needed words for Nano.
Right. Oh
I had
God.
Another thing I've been working on, and then I ran out of, you know, story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I still had words to get done, so I just sat there and started playing around with it, and then next thing I knew, I had, you know, story starting, and then the same thing happened with the fifth book. Yeah, I was writing.
Yeah.
You know, for Nano, ran out of story.
Yeah, very cool.
I had
cool.
to like make up like 6,000-8,000 words or something like that. Yeah, so I started that. This other one, I don't know like where it's going or what's going to happen with it, but I mean, it's just like a scene that just like popped in my head.
Right.
Yeah, that.
And it's good.
Yeah, that would probably go in another story, so I just like wrote that out, and we'll see what ends up happening with that.
Very cool. And it's great. It's a great story, and I'm so excited because I think I'm reading a little bit of ahead of where what's been released, and you know, as a beta reader, and I'm so excited about where it's going. And you know, I'm reading on the new ones that I've received, and so I'll share my thoughts tomorrow. But I am really excited about the series. I mean, it was great at the beginning, but it's gone so much deeper, and the world's so large that you know it can easily expand into other series if you want it. And
I know,
you
yell at me.
I do.
You told me not to watch my telenovelas, but you told me I'm not allowed, but those are inspiring.
you know, I don't know, guys. I mean, she is just looking at watching these telenovelas, and she is just bringing a hammer down on Courtney. Poor girl, she's got her crawling, you know, out of each book. But she's a survivor. But I'm just saying, maybe
about that.
Shift it a little bit. Maybe shift it, you know, give it to that. You know, I can't say what I'm thinking because I don't want to do spoilers, but you know who the two people I want to receive that rap. She knows. I've got one that I am determined.
Get over your issue.
I am determined.
You need to get over your one
I won't.
Issue with that one
She's
character.
She's bad.
You need to get over that.
I just don't even think
now.
You realize it yet. I don't think you realize it yet. You're like, oh, my gosh, she really is. It's going to happen. Anyway. It is a good story. You know, I'm looking
well,
for
we'll
also.
See.
What did
we'll
you say?
See. We'll see.
See, you'll see I'm right. You're going to be like, she was right. You know, I'm also looking forward to your muse stories. I think that's going to be awesome too. You know, and I know there's, you know, different timings for things.
Right.
So I think that's going to be awesome too when it's time for those. But so good job. Wow, you're awesome.
Yeah,
so do you write do you write just when the spirit moves you, or do you dedicate
Pretty
a certain
much,
time every
unless
day?
It's nano. Unless it's nano.
Oh my gosh, nano.
Then it's like okay, yeah, I write every day. Otherwise it's like okay, I have this like seen it like I said, for the possible sixth book, just for one day, this thought of something that could happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, her possible reaction kind of, like, popped in my head, and I'm like, okay, wrote it all out. It doesn't really fit in, you know, in the fourth or the fifth one right now, but, you know, so I could fit in another one. Yes, you know, so I just wrote it out, and I just, like, I said I had that thought in my head. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit and write it out. You know, it's like.
Very cool.
But,
so
yeah,
you plot all the time, right? I mean, you're always kind of thinking it in your head.
Yeah, I mean, I do sometimes, but I try not to too much. Like, I mean, when I'm doing now, I do kind of sit there and, okay, well, this is where I left off. Where can I, like, where might this go next? And I might kind of think a little bit on it, like, you know, the night before. You know, like, after I'm done writing, I might think on that a little bit so that I have some thought in my head of where I'm going the next day. Because sometimes, you know, you get behind, this is going on, that's going on. You got to make up words. It's like, I haven't got time to sit there and try and you know, sit there during the day and figure out, okay, well, what am I writing today? You know, on top of trying to make up the word count and everything. So I try to, like, multitask with that.
Tell you, Nano's a task driver, isn't it? But it'll get those books out. I think that's what's great. It will get the book out. So I think that's wonderful. So what else are you, in your free time, what is, you know, I know you're doing the telenovelas, but But I count that as research. But what else are you doing, you know, in your spare time?
Yeah, that's definitely, it's definitely news feel. I'm watching, for anyone that doesn't, it's a one that just started. And it's kind of interesting because this is, besides like a very brief experiment with a few episodes and it left, when one of mine left Netflix, this is the first time I'm sitting there relying 100% on Spanish captions.
Oh my gosh. Wow,
yeah.
Really? I mean, no English?
Yeah.
You have English?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
Spanish,
so it's in Spanish, but you're reading the English. Okay. Okay.
Well, no, there's no English captions.
Well,
no
how
English
are you?
I'm using 100% the Spanish captions, too.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
The series. It's called Sin Senosi Hay Paraíso. Without breath, there is paradise.
Oh, wow. So are you understanding what is happening or?
Yeah, I'm surprisingly catching a lot. I think it's a good way to learn, actually. You know,
true.
Like learn a language, because I started learning Spanish in high school. I took Spanish for like 3 years of high school, and then I kind of fell out of it. I listened to Spanish music sometimes, but... yeah, that was about it. But then a friend of mine, Monidos, Maria La de Barrios, that got me, those Maria ones that got me, inspired.
Wow.
I started watching those, and then I started, catching a few on Netflix. And, like, the more I'm watching them, the more I'm, like, picking up on phrases and
cool.
stuff like that. Yeah,
so
I've always been a little
vocabulary.
Bit better. Yeah, I've always been a little bit better, like, when, with the Spanish, with, like, reading it and understanding it rather than, like, having someone speak to me and understand what they're saying. Because sometimes it's fast.
Right, it's so fast that it's hard to catch.
But, yeah.
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 Yeah. I think that's incredible.
Yeah.
That was just a random occurrence for her to give you the novella, the telenovela?
The one day she just was, like, because she was always a fan. We actually knew each other in high school.
Okay.
And she lent me a few Talia CDs when we were in high school. And then just randomly, like not long ago, she had those because she was always a fan of Talia and Maria novellas and like this and that. So she loaned them to me. Like not that long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, she's an accomplice to what is happening to
exactly. Yes. Well, I actually have a couple of accomplices on that. I have her. Hi, Jade. How are you doing? Jade Rambustrepo, by the way, a friend of mine, a fellow author. She has her maybe series that's out.
Okay.
And
very cool.
Yeah. So she she's got something else out too, so yeah. But it's like, yeah, she's one of my accomplices, and of course, CP is one of my accomplices.
Oh yes.
Which once you get done reading this bit, I have to check real quick and see exactly where it ends. But maybe after you get done reading this bit, I will tell you that evil idea he had that I will not be going with.
hold firm. Hold firm. Don't go there. I don't even know what it is. Don't. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think it's so cool. I mean, that is such a random happening, and it sparked so much in your writing. And I think that is just incredible. So are you now expanding to maybe some of the movies? Because I know that I check out Netflix, and I know they have a lot of wonderful movies, Spanish movies. Do you think you'll expand or you
mostly
just stay with the novellas?
I think I might just stick with the novellas because I kind of like, I've always liked series, TV series more than movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because to me, I kind of like just like following a character, through all these like different situations that they go through, so I kind of like, having that, having a TV series. you know, like Buffy or like these novellas or Charmed or whatever, where you can sit there and you can actually follow a group of characters through like all these years and all these situations that they go through. I think you can like get a little more, I think you can get like closer to a character and like really get to enjoy them a lot more when you're actually following them for more than like an hour or two, you know, in a movie.
True. Do you ever see yourself, I know you may, I keep losing my voice, guys, but ever writing in a different type of medium with the series? I mean, that could translate to, the, you know, people write for webisodes or they're writing. Several that are doing scripts, you know, I know play writing. You know, we've had a musician on here, AID, who is a musician but who's now writing plays, you know, incorporating their music. So people are moving from platform to platform. Do you ever see yourself doing that? And which one?
Really? I mean, I just, for me, right now, that's still the thing I'm really saying. The only thing I really do, maybe outside of, like, writing the stories, is, like, occasionally, like, a haiku or, you know, something like that. And
poetry.
I wrote a
couple
songs, too.
You're musically inclined. That's to say that there you go. And you know the lyrical. I think they call it the lyrical narrative. I know Hamilton, and that keeps coming up. It's big for that. So I mean, if you enjoy the poetry, and that and you know that rhythm, do you think you maybe ever will try your hand at that? Because it's gaining quite a following now. That particular.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's like every now and then, like I said, a haiku might come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every now and then I might write a spoof, you know, of a song. But other than that, like actually writing an actual song or something, I'm not, that's not something I've really ever
thought about doing.
You know, done like seriously or whatever, you know.
But you never know what holds. You know, what comes in the future. I, you know, when you were, you know, just starting out, I'm sure you weren't thinking you were going to be getting your evil ideas for Courtney from telenovelas either. So
no,
I'm just picking
no,
with you. It's
not
a great story. No, you've got my attention.
Very
you
true.
Know, and I think it's awesome. So I joke with you, but
like
I still
one
feel
day,
for
guys,
her.
I'm just going to be like gone. One day y'all are going to tune into the show and Michelle's going to be like, you know, my co-host Jamie will, you know, she's just off the show now. And so you will not be hearing from her anymore.
She just went too far.
I'm mad at her. Yeah. she messed with my girl too much, or she messed with one of my boyfriends too much. And she's just, I can't deal with her anymore.
She's just gone. No, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, no, I love the stories, and you are awesome. I've always said you're fantastic with that suspense, that paranormal. I think you definitely found your forte, your niche, so I think that's awesome. And I loved in the development. It's awesome. But speaking of that, I mean, we were somewhat speaking of music, so that's not a very strong segue, but I'll do it. Have you been listening to any music, any new artists that you've discovered or that you use for inspiration when writing?
Right now, no. Right now, the funny thing is, like, my writing, you know, accompaniment, it's like it's changed. It, like, goes back and forth from different things. You know, like, for a while, you know, I've always listened to music, like, when I'm working.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'll go out and I'll, like, maybe sometimes I'll sing along with the playlist that I made, like, before I actually start writing. Yeah, but then I started, like, listening to, like, these chants and, like, meditation things on YouTube, and that was, like, kind of
very cool.
Helping me flow a little bit. And now when I'm writing, I usually have my document open on half the computer screen and one of my novellas on Netflix on the other half. It's that kind of like that kind of makes me flow a little bit, you know.
Right. Right.
So
and
whatever
I'm
works
one of
at the
those
moment, things. You know. It's like
that's how whatever works, however, whatever means necessary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm a music gal too, but you're right. Sometimes I will flip the script a little bit, and I love this like those nature, you know, those CDs that has the nature sounds, the mountains or whatever.
Right.
I'll listen to that. Or I used to love what is her name, Enya. I used to love her, that type of. So that's why when you said Chance. You know, she would have some of that Celtic, you know, I call it fairy music, you know, that I love that light and airy, you know, different. So
I
listen to that as well. So, yeah, kids may do that. But other than the telenovelas, have you been checking out any other shows that has been igniting your muse or, you know?
No. No, not really. I mean, most of my shows are, like, not on now. Like, I love Salem. And that's not coming back until, like, October. The Americans, that's been off the air for about a month or two now. Yeah, so that's on its break now. And Doctor Who is not coming back until the Christmas special this December. And then they're going to start the season in 2017. So,
is it still
going to
be the same?
Shows are, like, not on.
Is it still the same doctor? Is it going to still be
the
same doctor?
Yeah, it'll be the same doctor. It'll be the same showrunner, a different companion. But this is Stephen Moffat, the showrunner in 2017. That season is going to be the showrunner Stephen Moffat's last season with the show.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. They said that Capaldi is, he said that he's not having any thoughts that he's writing the end of Capaldi's Doctor here during the season. So he'll probably be around for season 11 when that comes. And like I said, they're starting a new companion with, I think, with the first episode of the new season. I don't know what they're doing with the Christmas special right now, but yeah.
I thought there were
some kind of screw there.
Or rumors of bringing back 11. Well, you know, I forgot his name, but you know,
there was a story out there. I don't know about that. I mean, that's not anything that's, you know, been remotely confirmed or whatever. It's just like every now and then Matt Smith throws out something like that. And I'm kind of like, yeah, we both, I kind of agree with CP where he had buyer's remorse. You know, he's like, he thought it was time to leave and he left.
Right.
And now he's like regretting that decision to leave.
Yeah,
so he like throws out stuff like that here and there, and it's like I don't necessarily see them doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean maybe they would. I don't know if I would necessarily like to see them do it, just because to me it feels like the whole point of that show is the constant change. You know, like there's always that new doctor, and there's always a new companion coming in. You know, so I think that's like the backbone of the whole thing. So. I don't know what I would think about them bringing back a former doctor.
And you know, and I know.
Serious again.
I would love to revisit him because I really liked him. But you're right. You know, I get a little bit wary when you know something was so awesome and so wonderful, and they leave on a high note. You know what I mean? They leave the right way, and then try to come back again to catch. It usually that magic is never captured to the same extent again.
Exactly.
And then it just kind of cheapens what was there before. So you're right. Even though part of me would love it, it's probably best he doesn't. And just keep moving forward. But Salem, I have been looking for it. It's been gone forever, hasn't it? Has there been another season that I just missed it?
I think there's been, I'm trying to remember if there's been two or three seasons. I think two seasons of Salem. Yeah, so
that's it. Because I mean, I remember looking at all
over.
That. Good grief! It's been gone for a year, it seems.
I know. That drives me crazy.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I remember when we were growing up. You know, you'd have the TV shows. They would be like, they would have like 20 some episodes.
Yes.
They would be out there for like maybe 2 or 3 months tops.
The summer. And then I'll come back in the fall.
And then you would have the rerun.
Exactly.
You know, it's like.
Exactly.
Now they do like 12 or 13 episodes and it takes them a frigging year after they leave to come back. I'm like,
it
what?
It does.
What's going on?
And I didn't start noticing that. I didn't notice that craziness really until the Law situation. When I used to watch Law, it was back in, what was that, 2009, 2008, something like that. But that's when I started really, really becoming aware of how they do TV. And you're right. I remember it was like clockwork. They're going in the summer, but you're seeing reruns. Then they come back in the fall. Whenever school starts, the new shows start. And it's 20-something episodes. This is ridiculous. You're right. You have to literally hunt and find your shows, or they give you these little pieces of it. Like they'll do 12 episodes, go away for 5 months, come back, give you four or something ridiculous, and they come back. That drives me crazy. I just don't even understand how they even build an audience that way and keep it. You know, and then they have like 100 new shows starting, and then they'll stop mid season, literally in the middle of an episode, or you know, they just disappear. I don't understand it. It drives me crazy, and I'm like, really? That's why I read. You know, except for shows like I don't think you look at Supernatural. You haven't started looking at that yet, right?
I haven't watched Supernatural now.
Well, you know, if you do, you got a lot of them to look at because it is going. They have renewed their 12th season. I have never, except for like The Simpsons, you know, that has been out 20, 30 years with a new season.
Oh,
I've never seen a show go that long, and they are, and I think it's awesome because I love the show. But 12 seasons, and they do the 20-something. You know, and they do it, you know, the right way. But I think that's incredible. I think that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like you. I look at a lot of things on Netflix, and I think that's making me spoiled because I'll let it build up or I'll look at whole season within 2 weeks.
Yeah, like when the whole reason, and this is going to, I don't know if people are going to laugh about this or not, but the whole reason I actually got Netflix was so I could watch Fuller House.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at that show yet. Is it good?
And they when they released it, they released like all the episodes on the same day.
That's
so yeah,
crazy.
If you want to, you could go on like this big binge. You know,
are they making new ones? I mean, they are.
For
right?
Fuller House?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to make a second season.
But you're having to wait.
Yeah, you're having to wait because it does feel a little bit like a long wait just because, okay, well, they released like everything at the same time on the same day. So if you wanted, you could basically like, you know, binge the series in like a day or two. And,
many episodes was it? I mean, how many were there in the season?
I think it was 13.
Why do they do that?
I think it was 13 episodes. Yeah, I think it was 13 episodes
that.
To show. Yeah, that's,
I guess
that's
I
how
get
Netflix
it, but,
does it. Like, I guess they release all their episodes at once. And they're also, I'm looking forward to, they're doing the Gilmore Girls revival.
Wow.
Yeah,
the same people? Wow.
Yep, same cast. Yeah, minus the horse, Richard Gilmore. Yeah, but they basically got everybody back. Even Suki is coming back for, you know, something. I don't know, like,
that's
what kind
beautiful.
Of a part she's going to play in it, but she'll be back. At, you know, so they pretty much got everybody.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I'm happy. I know because a lot of people, I never really watched the show, but I know a lot of people was really fond of the show. So, I mean, that's cool. Is it just a special number of weeks? Like, you know what I mean? A limited run?
Yeah,
Gilmore Girls.
They're doing the Gilmore Girls thing as four movies. It's basically just it's called like a year in the life, and each one is going to cover a different season, you know, spring, summer, winter, fall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah, so that sounds like it's going to be fun.
Wow. Netflix is just really just blowing up. I mean, they, you know, I think it's a little gem. I love it because, you know, I can go in and, like you said, binge watch. And then I can also find all these little movies that I didn't even know were released because they'll say, oh, you know, it had a limited run in theaters and I never even heard of the movies, but they turn out to be really good, you know, little gems, you know, these.
Yeah.
So I love Netflix and I love Hulu because, you know, I binge watch. I have no self-control. So I don't even know if I can handle the normal distribution anymore of TV shows. But anyway, awesome. Well, I am definitely looking forward to reading and sharing my thoughts with you tomorrow on your new writing. And so, you know, best of luck with the new story.
Ended, so thank you. And I just saw where this ended, so I apologize to you profusely right now.
That's not going to help. That's not going to help. I'm going to still be upset.
I will send you more like right away because of what I, you know, because I left you on a bit of a cliffhanger. I wasn't thinking about that. I just like copied and pasted like a few chapters and then I was just going through just to check something to see if, and it's not ready to tell you, you know, what the evil idea was, but. Yeah, when I was looking at that, I thought, oh, crap, I left her on a cliffhanger. I'm going to be in trouble again.
Jamie. Oh, my goodness. Well, no, I'm looking forward to it because it really is a good series. And so, guys out there, you really should go check it out. You know, I joke with Jamie a lot about it, but it is an excellent, excellent series. So
thank
go
you.
Check it out and just check out Jamie White on Amazon and check out all of her books, and you will not be disappointed. All right. Well, Jamie, I think that is it. Where? Thank you for joining me. Why am I saying thank you? We're both here. Well, it was great chatting with you, and I just hope you have a great evening. And how can everyone touch base with you? And where are all of your books found?
Yeah, I have everything linked on my website, jamielwhite.com, JAMIELWHITE. And I will be updating that because the third book and the first Stains book are both getting launched on the 28th. So I'm going to go in there like Friday tonight or in the morning to update the link on the website so that the books are linked on there.
Well, hot dog. Very cool. Congrats. And God, seriously, I am not just saying this. They are great books, and you need to go check them out. See what all the fuss is about. See and understand and join me, and you will
understand
not be disappointed.
Pain.
Yes. We can group together. Maybe, you know, form a petition.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, crap. I don't know if I'm going to like that. You'll be organizing like the, you know, the mob with the, you know,
with the signs and the pitchfork. Be nice to Courtney. Be nice to Courtney. Anyway, all right, Jamie. Thanks for hanging out and chatting with me and
you're
everyone.
Welcome. Thank you.
We just hope that you enjoyed our chat. You know, I think there, you know, we've covered some things that hopefully that you can take away with you about inspirations, where you can get, you know, out of the box ways to be inspired in your writing, whether it's TV shows, music, whatever it may be. And we spoke about Nano. You need to check that out. So there were things and little nuggets in our conversation we hope you take away with you. Anyway, guys, we just hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And I say it all the time. Why? Because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jamie.